Tesvav, Hilchos Tzitzis. We left off in the middle of Dalet. I didn't say Dalet. We have to start from the beginning, I think. It just says too much going on. Really, it's too much. I'll just even remind you where we left off before we even started Dalet. We were talking about the corner of the Tzitzis ripping off. And there we said, I'm going to just simplify it to one case, which is relevant going forward. If it's the same garment, you have the blue talis and the corner ripped off, and it tore off in such a way that the blue talis always remained kosher for requiring tzitzis, because of like a square L-shaped tear. So we had a question, could you reattach that corner back on again? Shulchan Aruch said that should be fine, as well as Magen Avraham supported him. The Taz said, no way. To reattach a corner that with a tzitzis dangling off it already, is, he said, Taz lo mina asui. The Mishnah Berurah said, l'charchila, go like the Taz. That was the background. Now, along the way, it kept on saying, Beis and Gimel, said, oh, this all assumes, of course, that the piece of garment we're talking about is not smaller than 3x3 finger breadths, and didn't explore why. So now the reason why is because of what comes here in Siv Dalet. And Siv Dalet, it's going to say, I'm going to say it outside first because it's so much almost even inside afterwards. It said, if your tzitzis tears, let me get a tzitzis one second. Okay, here's the talus. I've seen one before, obviously, but I want to make sure everything's clear now. Okay, so it's going to say if your talus tears at the corner and rips off, if it's too close to the edge, you can't fix it. The Gemara says that's clearly. If it's within three etzbos, now three etzbos are your three little fingers here. So you're talking, there you go, right? So three etzbos, bonagid, gets you to right here. Okay? So your corner has to be within three etzbos to the end. It also has to be on the, just to remind you, it also has to be within what's called the kesher agudal, the distance from the knuckle of your thumb to the fingernail or the tip of your thumb. It has to be more than that away from the edge. What's not considered al kanaf, not considered on the corner. It's considered like already, like in the corner, you know, at the corner. So therefore, if you look here, ta-da, well done. You look here, you see it's not as quite there. This is done right. So you have a very narrow window of opportunity. I don't want to write on this talus. Yeah, we'll end up penciling. It's okay. We'll make it okay. Just using my finger, assuming my fingers are your average man's fingers, just let you say for a second. Just want to give you an idea. Okay? It's not even drawing. Maybe that's a good thing. Well, do you see that line? It's very faint, yeah. Which is just suits me just fine. I'm fainter the better. And the tip to here. Okay, so basically you have to be, you have to put it at least this far away from the edge, and no farther than this from the edge. And the same goes this way also, right? Which is the same story here. It has to be a square. Okay, more than this, whatever it is, and less than this. So really, the corner has to be, the corner has to be in this square, that square here, which isn't very much, right? It's all you have to work with. So this tell us. But yeah, it has to be more than the, exactly, it has to be more than the kesher agudal away, the thumb joint, last thumb, and less three fingers away. Because that was not considered kanaf at the corner. So you see this, by the way, I should just point out, obviously, there's a range of shittas how big these things are, but obviously my fingers are within the range, they're real fingers, so that's something like that. If I remember correctly, if you do the both shittas, like the max one, if you maximize your kesher gudel and you minimize your gimlets both, I believe you only have like a quarter of an inch of like happy. Yeah, it's like exactly, because that's been whatever that number is, I forgot, it's like there's no wiggle room. In any case, point is, if your tzitzis tears off at the corner here, so the Gemara says you cannot repair it and stick it back on, but the question is why. So Rashi learns, I'm speaking outside first, Rashi learns the problem is, Rashi learns, strange as it sounds, the issue is, lest you leave over like loose strings in your repair job, and in your repair job leaving loose strings, so then you might come to attach seven other strings to that loose string, and then you'll think you have kosher tzitzis, really you have not kosher tzitzis at all, because that's not tzitzis, that's just a frayed string off of your garment. That's no good. So Rush says the issue is, exactly that. Rush says the issue is, unless you have a loose string left behind and use it with seven others to make tzitzis. Weird, but true. Now, we'll see two shitas explaining what Rav Amram holds, Rav Amram Gon, regarding the three etzbos problem. He either says, according to the first explanation, Shita Rishona, it is, the problem is that if something has a piece of fabric has less than 3 by 3 etzbos in size, very small, so that's considered to not have a status of being a baguette at all. It's like just considered like a piece of, I don't know what, scrap. But it, that being the case, familiar, the halachas of Tuma pop up, and for that same reason, because it's not considered a baguette, and there's other dinim there, right? But that's not particular, that's an outcropping of this idea, that less than 3 by 3 is nothing. So, according to one other thing of Ramban, the problem is, if it's considered nothing, to attach, so to speak, nothing onto the baguette, it's as if it's still not there. It's a little weird, but it's as if it's still not there, it's as if it's not attached, and therefore to put a tzitzis hole, it's when it's not there, it's not attached to your bag, because the thing is not attached to your garments. It's funny, but halacha does that sometimes. Halacha does look at things that are meant to not be there or don't have a status of being there as if they don't have their proper shiur anymore. I'll give you a totally different example, just so you, because it's strange. I just want to give you an example of how this can happen in other ways. Totally, it's unrelated to halacha, but just to illustrate the point. There's a din that your shofar, when you blow a shofar, it has to have a certain shiur. The shiur is basically a tefach, so you can get your hand on this side and that side, and it can be seen. Okay, it's called a tefach of a shofar light. Now, if there happens to be a shofar in an Ir HaNidachas, Ir HaNidachas is a city where you see a Jewish city and the majority of Jews turn to idol worship. So the whole city has to get burned down, and everything that's in the city gets gathered in the town square and all gets destroyed. So then you have to destroy everything in the city. Ir HaNidachas, that's a wayward city. The rule is everything has to get, if there was a shofar in the Ir HaNidachas, it would have to be brought to town square and destroyed. That's the din. So, what happens if you rescue a shofar from Ir HaNidachas, and instead of burning it, so you blow out on Rosh Hashanah? Is it a kosher blowing? The answer is no, it's not kosher. Why not? Because the shofar doesn't have the shiur of a tefach, because it's supposed to be destroyed already. So it's like as if it's not there anymore. It's not exactly the same din, but I'm saying you have from time to time weird things like this, where if it's halachically not there anymore, it lacks its halachic shiurim. I don't want to get to this existential discussion if it's not there, but at least halachically it's not. It's yes. So I don't know if it's exactly the same with Rav Amram's understanding here, but the point is, since it's less than 3 by 3, it's as if it's not there. So it's like by attaching it, it's not attached. Something like that. That's clear what he says. You can try to rationalize it a different way. Whatever it is. That's that. So, that's the one understanding of Amram. The other understanding is simply something different altogether. Which is, not that it's, like nothing with that weird stuff. It's just that, you'll have a tas of lumina asi problem if it's attached such a small piece with the string still in. Okay, so now we'll see, that's the issue. Now we'll see everything inside now. So that's the background. So now again, Sif Dalet upstairs. He says Nikra Talis, if your talis tears, Tok Shalosh Atzbos Samach L'Svasa Kanaf, within 3 finger widths close to the svas, the edge of the kanaf of the corner of your baguette, somewhere over here. Okay, so then En Rishay L'Tefaro, you cannot fix it up. Why? Upirish Rashi, the reason, according to Rashi, the reason is the Chashinin were afraid she yishtayer mechut hatfira. There'll be some loose strings hanging over from where you tied it. Like, look at that. See that over there? This is yishtayer mechut hatfira. That thing over there, different sphere. But you want to see there? If they tied this corner on here, and you see there's like a bit of loose string here. That thing over here. That's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of a person finding something like that over here. Truth is, probably one here too. Taka, there is. Look at that.
From the stitching.
Look at that, from the stitching. And use the stitching as part of your tzitzis.
That's only replacing the existing piece, but to overlap for.
We're going to get there in a second. Exactly right. Well, then that's what happens. See, this piece, which is attached, is actually, if this thing's bigger than 3 by 3, so this solves everyone's problem. The Mishabura is in this. The reason for this Mishabura will speak is because of the Mishabura says everyone ought to attach an extra piece here to solve your problems. Yeah, we'll get there in a second, but. So according to Rashi, that's the problem. V'inecheno v'yosef, you'll leave that loose string there of the stitching. V'yosef alav shiva chutin l'shem tzitzis. So add 7 more, and you'll say, ta-da, here's tzitzis for me. Fine. Well, Tom says, as far as Rashi is concerned, then, if the issue is having loose, stray stitching at the edge of your garment, afilu nikra kolshu, any amount of tearing already is a problem, lo yitzfor, you may not fix it. Because the issue isn't about the tzitzis being attached, reattached, chasam, also the problem is just simply having stitching in the corner of your talus, unless you come to use it for tzitzis. So any repair job in that zone is no good. That's according to Rashi. Rav Amram, go, and he says different. Perish, he says, the time mishum de nikra tok sholosh, if it tears within three etzvos of the edge, less but toras beged, it loses its status of being a beged, of being fabric, a garment. Ukamanda lesadami, and it's as if it's not there. How do they translate kamanda lesadami in English?
Non-existent.
Okay, come on, like that. There you go. Fun. Right. Va'afa gav the tefaro, and even if you attach it on again, command the pasuk chashav, it's as if it's not attached because it's not, it's like not there. V'avad be tzitzis, and if you put tzitzis on the string, lo patara the talus, that can't be poteras the talus because the tzitzis aren't attached to the talus. Because whatever you're attached the tzitzis to is like a non-attached to the talus. It's not considered a beged. You know, I have a less exotic explanation. I'm just thinking out loud now. If it's losing its status of being a beged, but we have to get this, it's as if it's not there and it's lacking the shear, and it's like, you know, what you see, don't believe what you see. That's obviously very weird. That's very weird, right? Maybe the pshat is something totally different. Maybe it just can't be a beged. In other words, if I attach a sticker to the edge of my garments, a big bumper sticker, I double it over, and here at the edge of my corner, right here is a bumper sticker, right? Vote for Obama. And I decide I'm going to attach my tzitzis to the Obama bumper sticker. Okay? So that's not going to cut it, obviously, because that's not part of the beged. It's a bumper sticker. It's not a beged. It's a bumper sticker that's sitting on your beged. It's not attached. Now you have tzitzis on your beged. You have tzitzis attached to a bumper sticker, which is not, it's not part of the beged at all. So maybe that's the pshat. I'm just thinking out loud now. Maybe the pshat is not so exotic. It's just that if it has it up towards the beged, it's whatever, it's like a piece of plastic or a bumper sticker attached to your garment. Now you're attaching tzitzis to the bumper sticker. That doesn't count. Maybe it's the pshat. Much less exotic. It's thicker. It's not beged anymore.
But also with this, you can make it much bigger. You can make it in this way.
You could. That would solve your problem. That would solve it because it's attached to this. That's the point.
Okay.
Right? Then the bumper sticker is no longer relevant. But if you only have the tits attached to the bumper sticker, it's not attached to your beged. It's attached to the bumper sticker, which is not part of the beged. So maybe that's the show. Maybe it's much less exotic than I was thinking before. Burqa. That's right. It's a burqa. Obama burqa. The burqa Obama. There you go. Anyway, so maybe that's a pshat. Maybe it's much less exotic. Does that fit in the words here? So he says, I don't know. Commandalessa doesn't mean non-existent in the... It does, but it... I don't know. I prefer that pshat, now that I'm thinking out loud. Just because it's more reasonable. Okay, anyways, either way, whatever the lum this is behind the Rav Amram Shita, it's as if it's not there, so it's not attached. Your tzitzis going through the excess piece that's less than 3x3 is not considered attached to... Talus is attached to the excess piece, so it doesn't count. You know, therefore, you can't put your tits with it. Okay, and therefore, ulaferish zeh in nikrin v'nishtar kolshu. If your talus gets torn, but it's dangling by a thread, let's say, to reattach it is no problem. Kasher, it's no problem at all because it hasn't lost, like that's the picture there. Yeah, hasn't lost its status yet as being a piece of the garments. Just a loose piece. So it's reappear.
Still connected.
So it's not a bumper sticker. It's just it's attached to the garment. You can repair it on. It remains garment as it always was. So according to him, that'll be kosher. So that's a big nafkamina. According to Rav Amram, this is no problem to fix. According to Rashi, you can't fix it. Okay? Because you'll have the stitching. Now, v'yesh omrim, those say Rav Amram hasn't got this weird shita about the... being the thing that isn't the 3x3, it's not there after all. Vish omrim, the Rav Amram, lo nifsal elet tzitzis, shu bo ba'es shetfaro. The problem is only if you try to reattach the tzitzis with the corner, I should say, like this. The reattach the corner with the tzitzis inside of it, it's a problem because that's called tasav lomina asui. It's like you're trying to attach a prefab tzitzis attached to the corner. No, attach the corner that had tzitzis to the corner. Don't attach a corner with the tzitzis in it. According to this understanding of Amram, if you first remove the tzitzis, then you attach the corner, so you got a normal corner again, and then you attach the tzitzis again, everything's hunky-dory. Everything's perfectly fine. Because we're not saying the corner is not there. The corner is there. It's now attached. Once it's attached, it becomes part of the Beged, and then you reattach tzitzis, and everything's cool. So according to the first understanding of Rabbi Amram, 3x3 is as if it's not there. So attaching it won't help you, with or without tzitzis. According to the second Manda Amram, the only problem is attaching with the tzitzis attached to it, because that's tasav luminosely. But if you first remove the tzitzis strings, attach the corner, repair back to a regular rectangular corner Beged, and then put the trim back on, you have no problem at all. Okay? The Yirei Shamayim, that the Mechaber says, if you are Yirei Shamayim, Yetzes Kulam Heched Efshar, you'll do what you can to be fulfill all the Shitas, meaning Rashi and both of Amrams. Okay, we'll see in the end how he suggests that, which is coded like this. Once you have this, you're in good shape. Okay, once you have a bigger second Beged, you're in good shape. Okay, we'll see in a second. So now, one piece at a time, here we go, Sifkat and Yud. So, we'll read it here, we're in Rashi first. So he says, Nikra talis toch shalosh etzbos, within three finger widths of the corner. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Avlamala mishalosh etzbos, if it's farther away than three etzbos from the edge, you're deeper into the Beged, so then, yachol tfar l'kuliyama, everyone says, no problem, you can re-fix it, because the parish Rosh, as far as Rosh is concerned, hello, sham ein makam tzitzis, kanal, that you're not allowed to put tzitzis deeper in, so to repair it's not a problem. Okay, vein lachush yikhenu letzitzis. There's no reason to fear. You'll take it for tzitzis. Now, I want to explain what that must mean. That must mean. I'm just going to speak it out here. You have something like, I don't know. Same picture again. Do you have a deeper one? There you go. Fine. Oh, that's what they're imagining it. Oh, okay, fine. That's fine. Never mind. That's good. So, fine. So, this tearing is all outside of Gimel al-Gimel. There's no, not entering there. And therefore, there's no stitching within Gimel al-Gimel, so nothing to fear. I'm going to see that picture. Okay, good. Right, it doesn't enter the Gimel al-Gimel area. For if we've argument's sake, say this is Gimel al-Gimel, it's bigger. But let's say it's torn totally around that. So if you're repairing it totally around that, there's no reason you would ever use it. Again, we commented too far away from the corner. Exactly. We commented before, and it's going to come to a head in a second again. It's weird. On the one hand, Rashi assumes you're so dumb as to use the loose string from the thread as one of your eight tzitzis strings. On the other hand, he assumes you're so smart, you'll know, oh, it's too far from the corner to be kosher. And you'll see other things you assume. It's funny. I don't know why Rashi assumes certain things. I don't know. I can't say how Rashi could rationalize a person would know some things and not know other things. I don't know why, but okay, that's it. Now, so if it's outside of Gimel al-Gimel, Rosh says no problem, and the same goes for the Rav Amram. It's also not a problem. The Ferish Rav Amram, Gon, East Bay Torah's Beged. It's bigger than 3x3, so the thing is the Torah's got Torah's Beged, you can attach, no problem. But Filu ima kanafahu nikra lagamre min a Beged im tzitziosav, even if the whole thing rips off totally, and the tzitzis are attached to it, like, you know, it's out there. Vilahachi mutu l'chaber kanaf, like we saw in the previous, say if you can attach it back at the corner, but tzitzis kosher, and there's no problem at all. That's what we saw in the previous, the Shulchan Aruch said that, that the blue talis on its corner, that was the Magen Avraham explanation. However, we saw already the Taz doesn't like it. But Taz, here's the Taz that fought over there, it's fighting over here. Really, this is the Iker Taz, and the Taz was barred over there. The Taz, Pulik, the Taz says, no way. He says, Uposek, that Sarach Lahate Tzitzis Min HaKanafazeh. If your corner rips off, and it's even if it's bigger than 3x3, who cares? You can't just attach your corner with Tzitzis on it. That's called Taz of Luminosity, says the Taz. So you have to remove them. Then reattach the strings once you reattach when re-sewn on the corner.
But it's still hanging on by a thread.
Then you're okay.
How much does it have to be hanging on so that you don't have to take off the tzitzis?
You're gonna see the next words. Look, it's a good question. Look at the next words of the Gemara. The next words of the Mishnah Berurah say, the Yesh LaHachmir. There are those who say, even if it's tanning a little bit, it's no good. Oh, sorry, the next one. We're gonna see. We'll see in the next. The Mishnah Berurah discussed in the next Mishnah Berurah thing. So Yesh Lahachmir, he says it's good to be machmir like the Taz and not attach the corner with the strings still on it for fear of Taz of Luminosity. Okay. Now the next, we'll get there in a second here. Your question. Okay. So Sifkat and Yud Aleph. So that's now going on Rashi. Rashi had said that if it tears within I feel like I skipped a line of Rashi before, but we're going to revisit it now. If I skip before, I'm sorry. We're singing now for the first time. I apologize. The Rashi should read like this: L'perish Rashi, T'chashinin Shishtar Mechuta Tzfira V'Enechenu V'Yosef Alav Shiva Chutin L'Shem Tzitzis. Rashi's fear was you'll attach seven more strings to the loose one. L'Tam Zen, because of that, if you Nikra Kolshu Lo Yitzfor, if it even tears a little bit, you can't repair it because you have some loose stitching there. Now I think I skipped these words. I'm sorry before. L'Fize, and according to that, Talis Shel Tzemer, if you have a woolen talis, like this one over here, Shenikar Toch Shalosh, that gets torn within three etzbaos of the corner, Mutter Litfor, you are allowed to repair it. Why? Because Ha'idna, because nowadays, in time of the Mishabur, I guess, or the Machaber, I should say, De'ein Derech Litfor Bechut Tzemer. People don't do repair jobs with woolen thread, because woolen thread is just not strong. They would use cotton or linen or whatever the story is.
Yeah, but that's only if you.
Apparently no one uses woolen thread for a pair of those.
No, I'm talking about they use
woolen baguette, you mean? We're saying if the baguette happens to be made out of wool, then Rashi would have no problem. Because anyways, you're not going to use woolen thread to repair the tear. Because woolen thread doesn't work. Since woolen thread doesn't work, it's just not strong. Like, it just pulls apart. So that, like, I'm sure you've seen, if you take a nice woolen casual sweater to pull on, you see this, it's ripped right out. Rip it out.
They're not going to make a mistake and use another thread. You know, in other words, they use cotton, so they're not
going to
make sense.
So Rashi says, well, see, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, this Mishnah Berurah is going to say that right now. Mishnah Berurah is going to say, indeed, your point. I know, it's strange, but that's the very point we're going to say now. So the Mechaber said, according to Rashi, if you got a woolen tzitzis, woolen garment, it's no problem, because you're not going to do repair job with woolen strings, and everyone knows that you can't use non-woolen strings to make tzitzis for a woolen garment. And that's right. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yud Aleph here. He says, B'chutei tzemer, to fix it with the woolen threads, Ela b'shar minim, you're going to use something else, like cotton. Really, your only options are, let's say, cotton, right? Linen's not an option anyways because of shatnas. So it may use silk or whatever, polyester today. The point is, you won't use wool. But kol yodim, and everyone knows, Shishar minim, ein pocher b'tzemer, that if you have a woolen garment, you can't use tzitzis made out of something else other than wool. Now that's what I was saying before again. How does everyone know that, and everyone not know you can't use the loose
string?
I don't know. I don't know why everyone knows.
Get time, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone knew certain things and not other things. Right? So, in Cain, and that being the case, lo yavel et tzaref osochot, you'll never come to use your loose thread of wool because they won't use wool. You'll use cotton, and if it's cotton, you'll know not to use cotton because cotton tzitzis can't work. The pots are woolen baguette. Everyone knows that. Okay. V'u'adin, the same goes with din is yesh lahakel gam b'shar minim im tofro b'min acher. Same will go too. But if you have a woolen, let's say not wool. You have a linen talus, which is not good. Sorry, you're not supposed to have linen talus. You have a cotton talus. And you cleverly repair it. It has a tear within three tefachim. Three etzbaos, I'm sorry. Tear within three etzbaos. And you decide to repair it, and you use another min other than cotton. Let's say you decide to use polyester, or you decide to use silk, or you decide to use linen thread. Linen thread and cotton is okay. So everyone knows that you can't use polyester, or any other min for that matter, to make tzitzis on a cotton garment. It only has to be cotton or wool. Those are your only options. No, since everyone knows it, right, okay, good. Since everyone knows it, you won't come to use that loose thread from the stitching to make tzitzis, and therefore you're saying you could, according to Rashi, if you want to repair your cotton tzitzis with a synthetic thread, or linen thread, whatever it is, that's perfectly fine. Let's leave linen out of this whole thing. If you want to use synthetic or whatever, or silk, not a problem, because everyone knows you can't use synthetics or silk, whatever it is, to potter, as tzitzis to potter a cotton baguette. Okay, fine. Now, so I've got your base. This Rav Amram says, because if it tears within three etzbos, it loses its status of being a baguette altogether. So it says, Hu adinim l'chachila ba'eis asiyas a baguette. Same goes, if when you're actually making the baguette for the first time, just no ripping here. You're making a beged at the outset. Tafar chatichas beged pachas mesholosh b'tzvasa beged hein ba'orach hein b'rochav. If you're using a small piece of fabric to attach that, like a hem, and you're hemming like a, and you're attaching a piece of, what's called that, a hem? It's called a, has a name. Whatever it's called, when you're attaching that at the edge of your garment, so that if it doesn't got three etzvos, then it's as if it's not there according to the sheet, and it won't be good. You put the shittas in that part of the string, psula today. It's not, no, it's no good for it because it's not attached. The havi command the pasuk as if it's detached. Afshet far la beged. Even though you attach the beged, it's still detached. Let's use my, I hope it's true, my bumper sticker analogy. You make a bumper sticker and you attach the bumper sticker as if it's not there, so it's not big. The thing is called a, for what it's called. Yeah. Okay, we'll get there in a second. So that v'im yatil tzitzis l'mala ma'oso aticha hatfura. You at tzitzis rechokim mikatsa beged yos mishal shetvos upasal. Now, if you think, oh, I know what I'll do around this, I have a strip that's not big enough, so I'll just put my tzitzis very high into the. I'll make them, let's, for argument's sake, I'll put my tzitzis way over here, and then I have no problem because whatever is attached to the beged proper, not to the added thing, I can't remember what it's called, the added fabric around the edge. So that's no good because it has to be within three of the edge, or it's not considered al kanaf. So that's that. That won't work either. Okay? Fine. Alkain, therefore, Yira az litfor tachas akanaf chatichas beged shel shalosh shel shalosh. He says, listen, therefore, if you're attaching like a hem, it's not called a hem, whatever it is.
I know it's in Dutch, but not in...
The strip. If you're attaching that strip to the edge of it, so what you should do is, under the strip or behind the strip, attach a piece of a 3x3 corner. So the strip will be here. Let's say the beged ended where the black is, and you made this white strip with the little pom poms at the edge, for argument's sake. Let's say this is less than 3 etzvos across, let's say. So he's saying attaching the strip at the end ain't going to cut it, because the zip is not attached. So he says, and if you put it over here, it's all good, because you're too far away from the corner. So you can't attach it here, and you can't attach it here. What could you do? So he says, listen, attach another piece of fabric on top of it all, just like it's here, that's 3x3. And then, when you attach into the hole that's 3x3, everything's cool. Why is it all cool? Because even though you're not, it's true there's like a sticker underneath of the equivalent, but you're also attached to the beged proper, because this big piece is attached and sewn on. So here you've attached, even though there might be an overlay or underlay of another thing that isn't halakhically attached, this is attached. So make a square 3x3 in the corner, and attach that to that, and then whatever you have is a little strip beneath it will make a darn difference. Right? Good.
Counting that strip.
That's the problem. The strip doesn't really count.
So where should the tzitzis be? Not counting.
That is a good question.
If that doesn't count, that means it should go from the black. But I'm going to say, if the black is where you usually have, you put a strip, so the tzitzis should be those measurements from the black. It's not there. Halakhically, the old white is not there.
You're asking a good question. But if you actually, with this has done here, you've actually solved all your problems. Because clearly this is a beged, and this is now the corner. So this has become immaterial. No pun intended. This has become not significant anymore. Because you've solved your problem. Right? Because whatever... We're imagining this white is just the attached piece of, the supplemental bum on string. So it's useless. But once you attach this square on top of it, so everything's great. You better, this thing doesn't come on off, doesn't make a darn difference. Here's your corner, and it's solid, so you're doing within 3 etzvos of this edge. So you've solved all your problems.
That becomes a legal extension of the house.
Exactly, because it's more than 3x3. So according to everyone, it's a legal extension of the house. Exactly right.
So, okay, let's say you didn't do that, then the question is, where do you measure the edge?
Well, Rav Aram is saying you can't win. Rav Aram is saying you can't win. Because on the one hand, you're too far from the edge. On the other hand, if you attach it here, it's the edge. It's saying, well, yeah, but so it's, I guess you're having the worst of both worlds. It's an edge as far as it's still an edge enough to say it's not on the edge of your garment anymore, but it's not an edge enough that it's attached to the garment. Yep. Okay. So that's that. Strange but true. So he says, now, Ma'ayla, come on, look ahead. Okay, we'll get there in a moment. Now, Yud Gimel, I promised you we were going to get to your question, and we didn't get to it yet, but we are going to get to it right now. So we say, it says here, Gimel says, if the ava batzitzis lo pacha latalis, if you go and you don't put the corner on, you just tuck it, put your tzitzis in this the supplemental piece, doesn't count. Rots lomer he means afilu asa tzitzis chadashim. Even if you put on brand new tzitzis b'chatikas akanaf ha'hu, is this new strip? Acher shetfar latalis, after you've attached a proper latalis, afilu achi still lo pata, it still didn't work to fulfill the mitzvah of the talis. The tefir lo chashiv chibur, because sewing this little strip of the edge isn't considered to be an attachment. Bezeh, we command the pasuk adayin as if it's still detached from the garments. Chashiv im betchila nikra kanaf lagamri min abegin. If from the outset it was fully detached, so once it's detached, you can't reattach something less than 3 etzbos in thickness, at least according to that shita. Okay, tezayin. Very, very puzzled here. Yeah, but Tezayin. Yeah. Okay, anyways, here we'll see inside. Tezayin said that Yirei Shemayim. No, Tezvav. I'm sorry, Tezvav. So Tezvav said that Yesh Orim, the second Shita of Rav Amram, that it's only possible because of Tassel and Asa, but if you first detach and retach it, you're okay. So he says, Sfirlu, the Yesh Omrim say in Tezvav, the Tfira Chashiv Chibur. They say, no, don't kid yourself. If you sewed on that extra fabric to the garment, it's attached. Velo Mifsal, the only problem would be, El Batsitza Shahayu Bo, Be'e Shetfira Shetfaro. If it was pre-attached tzitzis, when you attach the corner, that's no good. You have to affix tzitzis to your beged, not affix a corner with beged to your beged. Mishum taz avol mina asu, that's a problem. Va'ayin b'taz, t'cholak al shulchan aruch, the taz, that's the taz ashita, but the taz is even more innovative. He says, the shulchan aruch actually got it wrong. Not before, we had two sifim ago, the shulchan aruch got it wrong, and he said you can't attach a corner. He's saying the shulchan aruch also got it wrong when it comes to Rav Amram altogether. And he says, "V'kasav dukuli amamodim." According to Taz, there is no machlokus in what Rav Amram meant. The Taz says everyone agrees. The la'achish tefaro, if you attached the hitil tzitzis after you've attached the corner, so then the kosher. Everyone agrees it's kosher. Then, notice again, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch had said, it's a machloka. Some say the issue is it doesn't have a beged, and some say the issue is, because it's too small that it had tas of lumen asa, but if you attach it, it would be okay. The Taz says, no. No one says that's Pshat Merv Amram. According to the Taz, everyone agrees, the Taz holds, the issue is only one of tas of lumen asa, and because the thing is too small, but if you attach it first, and then affix sits a string to once it's been reattached, it's okay, according to everybody, says the Taz. And V'chein Kasvul Bach, the Bach agrees with the Taz that there's no such machlokas. And V'shuri Knesset Sagadola V'gra, they all say no machlokas from Abram whatsoever. V'chein Hiskim Ba'artz Sachaim, same goes to Artz Sachaim. They all say this whole machlokas and the Taz is non-true. There's no such machlokas. Ava Makom, nevertheless, let's say they dare Rishona to be fulfill the first shita, and just in case, yitzvur tachas hakanaf matle shel sheyesh bo talas gimel gimel, put it on the corner of this 3x3 corner, then you solve the problem. Even though lots of people say this whole first shita of Amram is like it's a hobgoblin, it's not real. There's no shita to be afraid of. But it says, listen, you can solve any problem just by making a 3x3 corner. So then, whatever the status of the strip has, who cares anymore? Or the corner has, because you've got a big corner which is you're going to attach to that. Fine. Now, we've skipped something somewhere. It's driving me crazy. Because your question comes up explicitly. I have to look back. We must. I don't know where we skipped it, but we skipped it. I'm sorry to say. But anyways, let's keep on going here. Tezayin. Okay, so he says that the Yerushalayim b'yotzeh kulam. So Tezayin says, Alkein. Therefore, Nohagin, the minug is, and this is our minug indeed, Litzfor b'chol kanaf me'atalis chaticha shel beged shleima shalosh al shalosh. Minig is on every corner of your talus, you always put at least a 3x3, a big one. Mashum to become begad and matzui, it happens, shafilu hem chadashim yesh behem tfir latok shalosh. Tears can happen, and therefore you have a problem. You have a psul das from Amram lafi de'er rishona. According to the first de'er, if it attaches, you have a problem. The canal basif katim yud base, like we said above before. He says things can tear, then you have problems. Okay. Now he said, no, heichad de'efshar, you should be machin for all the shitas. However, veichad lo efshar, this is you only have one sentence of this way or nothing. And then what do? So then he says, naktinan the svaras from Amram ikar. Between Rashi and Amram, Rav Amram is the ikar shita. In other words, if you have to repair your tzitzis, or they won't be kosher because they won't hold in the hole, you know, and you have nothing, you have this matlis, this, you know, garment or nothing, you can rely on, you go after Amram and you fix it up. And even though there's going to be tefira inside the corner, even if it's out of the same, it's wool and it's wool strings all kind of above, still you can ignore Rashi and ikar adin. But gam the tefira chashiv chibur, and also you can ignore, if you have to, you can ignore the first sheet of Amram, like Rata said, and go with the second sheet. Meaning, if all you have are little tiny pieces of fabric, gimel, attach them, and they're considered attached. Good. Now, somehow your question was a good question. You asked how much has to be dangling. Now, I could have sworn the Mishnah Berurah discussed it, but maybe we're going to see now. Maybe it's just in the Bir Lacha. The Bir Lacha discussed it explicitly. I could have sworn that Mr. Burr said it. Oh, another fabric, I see. A canvas is another fabric. Canvas, another string, by the way. Okay. Hemp, you know, hemp. In any case, okay. There's definitely a Mishnah Berurah that I skipped somewhere. I don't know how I did it. It's Yud-Dalad. Yud-Dalad. I skipped it. I don't know how I skipped it. That's it. Yud-Dalad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Here, come. Oh, they're Dominic Bar. Darn it. Okay, sorry.